Hello, everyone. Yep, okay, it's working. Yeah, I did test this earlier, so it does work. Probably just took a while to initialize, but anyway, welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, December 17th of 2024. Now, initially I was going to do, a tape-delayed morning show. It was going to be from Friday, June 23rd. I think it was a Friday. I'll double-check that. June 23rd. It was a Friday. I was just too tired to create the playlist last night, so I just ended up caving in and just doing a live show for you guys. Which means I will be doing some editing later today as well, because why not? Let's turn down that. It doesn't affect my microphone anyway. It just, I mainly just use it to play, videos, like on TMZ or whatever, which we might do later. But for now, we are going to go ahead and, read the weather. Where's my tablet at? Where's my tablet? Oh, it's on there. I think it's still in here. Yeah, here it is. I tried playing my luck at the casino. I failed. It's okay now. You can't always win. Alright. Alright, here's today's weather for Tuesday. Breezy and mild with periods of rain with a high of 55. Tonight an evening shower in the spots, which is becoming breezy late with a periods of rain low of 49. Here's the current weather, 49 degrees. The real feel, 45. This comes from AccuWeather, by the way. Real feel shade is also 45, although that's pretty much what it said earlier. Wind is south-southeast at 4 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 9 miles per hour. And for a change, the air quality is actually excellent. Nice. Looks like for the minute gas, we're going to have rain for the next hour. And according to the radar, it looks like we do have rain right now, I think. I think it is raining outside right now, I think. So this is why we do our morning show underneath the roof, guys. Anyway, here is, we might as well just read the 10-day forecast. I pretty much already said what today was, but I can tell you at least the precipitation, it'll be almost 100%. 100%, well, 99% technically, but yeah, just about. It's pretty much going to be raining all day today, guys, so that's going to be fun. And then on Wednesday, December 18th, it'll be breezy in the a.m., clearing, with cloudy with a shower in spots, so at least it'll be a little bit better tomorrow for trivia. 57 high, 43 low. On Thursday, it'll be 55 high, 44 low, with cloudy and mild skies in the morning and afternoon. And it'll be cloudy with, once again, a few showers, although the precipitation's very low. And on Friday, December 20th, it'll be 53 high, 41 low, with a thick cloud cover, mainly cloudy in the evening. And then on Saturday, December 21st, there'll be 53 high, 45 low, a touch of afternoon rain, rain and drizzle early in the evening, so that'll be fun. On Sunday, it'll be cloudy with afternoon rain, a high of 49, a high low of 45. I don't know if I read the temperatures the last 2 days, but well. On Monday, it'll be 52 high, 45 low, rain, windy, a few evening showers. 52 high, 45 low, don't know if I read that already. On Tuesday, it'll be, that's Christmas Eve, by the way. It'll be 50 high, 43 low, with a chance of rain in the morning, and a couple of showers if possible. On Wednesday, it'll be 51 high, 44 low. Chance of a PM shower with rain. That's on Christmas Day, by the way, interestingly enough. So, supposedly we're not getting any snow on Christmas, but we're getting rain and sunshine instead. That's cool. That's fun. And on Thursday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, it'll be 53 high, 45 low with rain. Cloudy with a little rain evening. Weird, but okay. Moon phase is a waning gibbous, guys. Air quality is actually excellent for once. Enjoy your normal outdoor activities. Everything is low. We really don't know what will be getting a white Christmas this year, but obviously it's not Oregon. Oh, well. Yeah, I'll just leave that up. Put over here. So, yeah, that's your 10-day forecast from AccuWeather. And we're going to go ahead and put our commercial in now, because why not? I know it won't play automatically, because it's set to this assisted mode, so it won't do it automatically, of course. So, yeah, how's your day going, guys? My Aunt Lou told me I had an excellent day yesterday. I greatly appreciate that. Anyway, commercial breaks in now. Would have liked to air that tape-delayed show, but beggars can't be choosers when you're too tired, huh? since I'm playing music from the 2010s, specifically 2010, I'm going to play Adam Lambert for you guys. It's about 4 minutes. Next song I'll play, I think it's about 3 minutes and 44 seconds. We'll try playing Riding Solo by Jason Derulo and see how that turns out. See how this turns out. But even then, I still gotta talk till 8:10, guys, so we're not out of the woods just yet. Oh boy. Oh boy. I think it would work, though, because 8:10, yeah, I think it would work, yeah. Like I said, I'm not out of the woods. Yeah, I still got to talk for a minute, guys, so... But that at least gives me some time to talk about what's coming up next, which will be, Food Talk. Yep, that's right. Food Talk is coming up next. And there you go. So anyway, Food Talk is coming up, at 8:20 a.m. So there you go. So we'll have some fun reading some recipes, guys. That's going to be really nice, ain't it? Cool. Really cool. Really cool. Anyway, coming up is Food Talk at 8:20 a.m. So there you go. And more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with the next 5 segments, which include TMZ, Pokemon, all that good stuff. You will admit that. I will admit it. It's all coming up right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. It ain't going anywhere. The Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, it's just getting started. We're not going anywhere just yet. It's just getting started. That stupid ant. There we go. I think I got it. Maybe. Anyway, we will be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. Solo. What do you want from me? Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's now time for food talk, and we're gonna kick it off with a casserole recipe. Let's see what it's about. Okay. As always, we gotta kick it off with Big Ziti! Yeah! Submitted by the one and only Junebug. A quick and easy way to prepare a tasty and filling pasta dish, which was originally from Mr. Food. Just use your favorite bottled spaghetti sauce. You can use any shape of pasta, and she does add more cheese, but she does love cheese, and so do I, really. Anyway, here it's ready in 35 minutes. It serves 8. There's only 5 ingredients. Yep, only 5 ingredients. Here we go. You need a half pound of ziti pasta, 16 ounces of ricotta cheese. Pretty cool cheese, by the way. Never tried it before, but I've heard it's really good. 3 cups of mozzarella cheese, grated. That's pretty good. It's basically, did you also know that, those cheese sticks, like the, the cheese sticks, like the string cheese sticks, ironically, those are also mozzarella cheese sticks, by the way, it is the truth. 3 cups of spaghetti sauce and a half cup of Parmesan cheese, grated. By the way, Parmesan cheese is really just for, like, you get what I'm saying, but anyway. We'll move on to directions now. First, you want to preheat the oven to 350. Boil the ziti, following the package directions if necessary. Drain and place in a large bowl. Mix all of the ricotta cheese and half the mozzarella with the ziti. Spray a 13 by 9 inch pan with Pam. That's funny, it rhymes, I guess you could say. Cover the bottom half of the pan with about half the sauce. Put the ziti mixture on top of the sauce. Pour the remaining sauce on top of the ziti. Okay. Sprinkle with the Parmesan cheese. Top of the remaining mozzarella cheese. And then bake for about 20 to 30 minutes. Or until the cheese, is melted and is lightly golden. There we go. Okay, someone questioned a half pound of ziti. This must be error with the amount of cheese and claimed the ziti of 8. Does say half a pound of ziti pasta. And it does serve 8. I hope that's not an error, but we'll just go with it anyway. Anyway, on to the next casserole recipe, which will be, actually, let's do a tater tot casserole. Let's see what this is about. Hold on, there we go. A very simple dish to prepare, economical tool. This is something that the kids will indeed love. I'm sure they will enjoy. Yeah, we will. It's not a community pick, though, but it's still pretty well received, though, regardless. I think it's like 5 stars. Well, it doesn't say, but I think it's 5 stars, yeah. It's ready in 1 hour and 20 minutes. It serves 6 to 8, and there's 8 ingredients. Here's what you need. You need 2 pounds of ground beef that's browned and drained, a half cup of diced celery, 1 large Velveeta onion chopped, whatever that means, but anyway. 2 to 3 cups of shredded cheddar cheese. Of course, you already knew that. If you did, then there you go. 1 10-3/4 ounce can of cream of mushroom soup. Another 1 10-3/4 ounce can of cream of celery soup. They put a lot of celery in this. 1 32-ounce bag of frozen tater tots. She uses the minis, by the way. I'm pretty sure she gets it from, what's that place called? I can't think of the name right now, but, I can't think of it up that now. Sorry. 2 tablespoons of Worcester sauce, of course. It's got a really good variety in here, I'll admit that. But of course, that's to be suspected. First, you want to mix the celery soup and mushroom soup together and set it aside. Put the brown ground beef in a 9x13-inch dish. Sprinkle the celery, Worcester sauce, onion, and cheese. Cover with soup mixture and arrange later tots on top to cover. And then bake it at 350, obviously, for an hour. Simple as that. And there you go. It's just 5 steps, but there you go. Alright, we might have time for one more recipe. I don't know. We'll try. Macaroni and cheese. You can't go wrong without this, guys. I'm not going to bother reading the description. But it's ready in 40 minutes. It serves 6. It has 8 ingredients. 16 ounces, which is basically about a pound of just about of elbow macaroni that's cooked. 1/2 cup of butter. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. 1/2 cup of flour. 3.5 cups of milk. 1 pound of cheese, cut into cubes. She uses Velveeta for creamier mac and cheese, and I can see why. And of course, breadcrumbs. Can't go wrong without breadcrumbs. Yeah! Alright, here's directions. Again, it's 6 steps. Oh, yeah, 6 steps. Okay. First, you want to preheat the oven to 350, of course. Pretty sure it's in Fahrenheit. Second, you want to, in a pan, cook the butter, salt, pepper, and flour, and stir it until it's smooth. Then remove it from the heat and add milk. Return it to the heat and bring it to a boil. Boil it for 1 minute. Remove it from heat and add the cheese. Stir until it's melted. Pour over the elbows, sprinkle with breadcrumbs, and bake it at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. And there you go, that's your mac and cheese casserole recipe. Oh yeah. At least it looks that way. I don't know if it's actually mac and cheese casserole, but that's what it's looking like. Alright, I think that might do it. We gotta read free recipes, I'll take it. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to do TMZ Celebrity News, guys. So there you go. Yeah. Anyway, Yeah. Put the commercial in now. Shouldn't start automatically, yeah. Put different type of one in, I guess you could say. So yeah, pretty fun. Okay, I put a 3-minute break in. We're gonna put our music in. We're gonna put in good old music in from 2010 again, because that's all I have. 303's My First Kiss Went a Little Like This. Yeah, cool. And after that, we'll play, I guess, Nothing on You by B.O.B., I guess. Makes sense. We'll see. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, so coming up is 303's My First Kiss Went a Little Like This. I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to do that. But anyway, that's what's coming up first, after the commercial. And after that will be Nothing on You by B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars. And then after that, we'll be doing TMZ Celebrity News, guys. So I'll probably do that on my main Windows 11 computer, because I think it might play videos here and there. Although, needless to say, I don't really think we need to really play out the videos, to be honest with you, because all it really does is just burn off time. That's really all it does, is just burn off time. I know I really like to do it sometimes. It really is fun. But all it really does is just burn off time. So we might just read on the Windows 7 computer with the Super Medium browser. But anyway, enough all that. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Nothing on You by B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars, and My First Kiss by 303 featuring Kesha, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Let's get this show on the road. First off, we're going to talk about the world's fattest cat. It's about Grums the cat, and his cause of death was died after losing 7 pounds. Interesting. Aww. Grums, the world's fattest cat. Yep, he sadly passed away in October, and now we're learning more details about how this furball died. The orange tabby suffered from heart disease caused by his obesity. An autopsy showed he had acute cardiogenic pulmonary edema. That's a life-threatening condition resulting from the buildup of fluid in the lungs due to increased heart pressure, according to multiple news outlets in Russia where Crumbs had lived. At the time of his death, it was speculated he passed from some complication of excess weight, though tumors were also reportedly found on his spleen and other organs. We'll read this more. Now, as we reported, Crumbs was put on a strict diet and exercise regimen after topping those scales at 38 pounds in September. The cat had been a resident pet in a hospital in Russia, where nurses reportedly kept him fed with cookies, soup, and other human food. Oh my god, really? Well, whatever. If he's hungry, he's hungry. We first caught wind of the colossal kitty when he got stuck in a shoe rack. He barely had enough of the feline fat camp. He'd be sent to the city of Perm. The chunker tried to escape, probably expanding on one of his 9 lives. At the clinic, he was put on a water treadmill for exercise. Crumbs managed to lose 7 pounds, but after that, he promptly died. Crumbs, whose age we do not know, was cremated and his ashes reportedly remain at the clinic either way. R.I.P. I guess you could say. Anyway, on to something a little bit more happier in a way, I don't know. I think it's happier. Aaron Rodgers is opening up on his family dysfunction, reparenting himself in a new documentary. Interesting. It is no secret that Aaron Rodgers and his family aren't on good terms after all. But with now the Jets signal caller is delving deeper into some of those issues, saying that the rift between his folks was so bad, he had to reparent himself. So the 41-year-old 4X NFL MVP quarterback has opened up on the subject in his new 3-part Netflix docuseries called Aaron Rodgers, Enigma, one of the only times he's publicly addressed this topic. At times when you have some dysfunction or some separation, in your family life, you have to kind of reparent yourself and give yourself what you don't get or wanted to hear more of when you were a kid. And I think for me, I just wanted to hear, "I'm proud of you," Rogers said during the second episode of the series, by the way. Let's continue reading this. There we go. A YouTube video here. That's probably why it was taking a while to load. But it's an official trailer for Netflix on YouTube. But Aaron continued, "I had to find a way to be my own parent in those moments and say, hey, F being perfect, I'm proud of who you are and what you've accomplished on and off the field, and forgiveness for all the mistakes because I was just trying to do the best I could, and a lot of times it just wasn't good enough, really." Well, most fans had learned about the family drama this years later. Aaron Rodgers says it started for him much earlier. He just chose not to publicly air their dirty laundry, after all. "It wasn't like I was super duper close with everybody in the family," he says. "In actuality, it goes back to stuff from high school that made me in actuality, it goes back to stuff, sorry about that, it goes back to stuff from high school that made me feel distant. Stuff in college, sorry about that, stuff post-college, and I was quiet about it, because I thought the best way to do it was just don't talk about publicly, and what do they do, really? Of course, Aaron's referencing his younger brother's Jordan's appearance on The Bachelorette back in 2016, where during their hometown visits, there was a place setting for Aaron at the dinner table, highlighting the broken-down relationship between the signal caller and his fam. They go on a bowl show and leave two empty chairs, Aaron Rodgers says. They all agree that this was a good thing to do, to leave two empty chairs on a stupid dating show that my brother had just went on just to get famous, really? And Rodgers also gets into the religious beliefs of his family, saying he grew up in a very white, dogmatic church, and that just didn't really serve me. It was very rigid in structure. And now fast-forwarding to today, Aaron credits plant medicine for helping him heal. The Rodgers family, including his mom and dad, has not yet commented on his Netflix docu-series, so we're not really sure what they have to say, but we shall see. Maybe tomorrow they will. And I think that might do it, because I think it's 8:47, yeah. Alright. Anyway, coming up next segment, of course, you probably already knew it, we're going to play Pokemon's games, Go, Pokemon Go, yeah, that's right, seems fair enough, we'll put our commercial in there, yep, should not start automatically, of course, I'll put a 3-minute break in. Go. Again, since we do 2010's music, specifically the music from July of 2010, don't ask. Trying to think here. Let's play Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug. Yep. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. And last one we'll play will be, where's Usher at? It's all the way at the bottom, of course it is. But that would make sense, because it is sort of alphabetically, I think it is, yeah. So that would make sense. But anyway, there's that, I guess. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, we are going to do Pokemon Go, guys. That's going to be fun. Speaking of the devil, we might as well just close out this, so we're just going to close it off and restart it. A text message here. Belial's favorite movie is Utopia. And that was a good movie, actually, I'll admit that. It was from 2016, believe it or not. It was a good movie. Pretty good movie, by the way. I should probably watch it again. I believe it's on Disney Plus. Sorry about that. I've been really choking on myself today. I don't know why. But it's Zootopia's from 2016. It's on Disney Plus, by the way, which I do have. We'll rewatch it, I believe. But yeah, there you go. Anyway, we'll be right back right after this. Don't go away with the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. That was OMG by Usher featuring Boy. Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And looks like I do have an excuse. This is a note to Aunt Lou, by the way. Looks like I might have an excuse to go to the pool after all, because it looks like the exercise ring just got flexed, so yeah, I guess we're going to the pool after all. But anyway, enough all that. Welcome to the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys, so let's go ahead and play us some Pokemon Go. I think I closed it off, didn't I? Oh, I have messages up, but whatever. We'll close that off and we'll load up Pokemon Go now. Comes from the Natick, of course. It's been a while. I didn't play it over the weekend. What are you gonna do? I didn't even play it on Monday either, which was quite odd. Maybe it is taking a while to load. There it goes. Okay, I guess it just wanted me to, dismiss that thing there. That's quite odd. Oh well. See if we'll get you back to full health. I'll try. I don't think it's gonna work. Yeah. Almost. I'll probably have to use one more potion, but I don't have one more potion. Okay, let's hatch this egg. At least you got me 50 coins. Alright, that's different. I don't have enough candy to evolve into Sudowoodo. But, hold on. Is it 3 stars? Nope. Can I at least see what the buddy thing is? Quack 15. Of course it is. That's gonna be fun. I'll hold on to it just for the heck of it. That's just one because it was... I received it on my birthday. Yeah, why not? Someone sent me a gift. That's nice. An ore there. I got an extra egg there and some... A bunch of Rock Ruff candy and a bunch of Rock Ruff candy XL. Thank you, Winnie. So yeah, I walked on 28.4 kilometers, guys. Whoa, a 6-star raid? Really? What the heck is that? And why are these gyms red? Oh, there's room. Okay, I see. Is Old Mill red too? Nope, it's blue, but who cares? I am curious about this 6-star raid, though. I wonder what's gonna be, guys. Never seen that too often. It might be Rayquaza, it could be something else, but it might be something cool, guys. We'll have to check that out. Anyway, we'll open our free gift from McDonald's. Hopefully it doesn't eat AR. It doesn't say it does. Yep, that's what it looks like. Looks like they're gonna have, McDonald's is gonna have Pokestops or gyms soon. Nice. I think the one here in Dallas at one time, they had, a Max thing. It was a Max stop where you could get, like, dust for your, oh, what was it? I forget now. Oh, it was a power spot. So you could get Max particles for, I remember now. But yeah, that was pretty cool. Looks like the one... what's this about? Let me click on it. I want to see it. Not that one. I always seem to click on the wrong one. There we go. Sandy Guest. Someone's already entered it. Just one. Just one. I don't think I can enter it, though, because I have to be at the place there, because it's remote. You can't enter unless it's remote, and once you're in, yeah. That's just how it's gotta be. I think I do have a bunch of Sandy Gas, so let me check. Yep, I do. But it doesn't matter by its CP, I think it matters by how tall it is. I do have one that's pretty heavy, though, about 100 kilograms. Is that good? Outsmarted? I don't know. See, there's room in here, too. Okay, someone defeated it a day ago, so, yeah. They didn't feed it treats, though, ironically. So, obviously, Yo doesn't know about it being red yet, but they probably will soon. Don't let them tell them I'm here in this. Anyway, we'll just catch a Pokemon now. Glimmer there, that's odd. Odd. Anyway, again, I can't for the love of my life get the audio to work. I could try again, but I don't think I'm gonna bother. Ain't worth anything anyway. But of course, there's only 47 CP. That's why I just used the candy berry and a great ball. So I knew, because I already knew it ain't gonna be worth anything. So there you go. And we got transfer 10 Pokemon. Tri-Paris here. It's a little bit bigger. I'm gonna try a Numberry. Try an Ultra Ball. Just for the heck of it. Okay, that worked. Free Star Paris. Aha. Yeah, why not? If you're probably wondering what I'm doing, I'm just evolving it for filler. So sorry I can't hear it evolving, but I really wish you could, though. I can't for the love of my life get the audio to work on this phone with Pokemon Go. It's really weird. I don't know why. It's very strange. It also gives me more experience, too. Anyway, I don't know why I zoomed out, but I think that was because I was trying to find a Pokestop to showcase. I think that's all the Pokemon there was. It was just Paris and Oddish. But I think we were pretty much low on time anyway, so that would make sense. So, yay. I'll leave it up anyway, just for the heck of it, in case I change my mind doing a second part of Pokemon Go. Which I highly doubt will do, but anything could happen, guys. Anything could happen. Anyway, we're playing the commercial now, by the way, guys, if you're wondering. This is your typical bear commercial here. Alright, music. Again, we're just playing stuff from 2010, it looks like. Let's play, David Gutta and Chris Willis, actually, no, let's play, Enrique Iglesias featuring Pitbull. I like it. It's a 4-minute song. And after that, we will play, gotta find a 3-minute song here, guys. Billionaire could work, but I don't really want to do that. Let's do La Rue's Bulletproof. How about that? Yeah. Here we go. Perfect. I guess you could say. Anyway, coming up is a commercial, obviously. And after that, we'll be playing Enrique Iglesias featuring Pitbull. I like it. And La Rue's Bulletproof. I think that's how you say her name. I don't know. It doesn't really matter, but well. And after that, I think it might be a hit-miss kind of thing. Of course it is. We don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up. We're after a commercial break. We might play some more Pokemon Go. Very unlikely, though, because I don't think any Pokemon will respawn. I think it really wants you to walk. Of course it does. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Bulletproof by La Rue and Enrique Iglesias featuring Pitbull. I like it. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, now on to our next segment, which I think I figured out what I want to do, and it is, once again, we're going to preview one of my YouTube videos, which I have already uploaded. It's about our new radio station, BM, which obviously we are running it on right now, and I think it's running pretty well, I'll admit that. So there you go. Anyway, here it is right now. I'm going to just preview a little bit of it, I guess. I'll just turn this up a little bit so we can hear it. Should suffice. So here we go. This video was uploaded as part of my Lone Lycanroc Christmas 2024 series. I still have to do one more today to make up to fill the gap for you know, yesterday, and then there one today. Yeah, I know. I'm doing one for each day, by the way, guys. It's going to be kind of crazy. Anyway, we'll just preview a little bit of it. So here we go. We're not going to do all of it, obviously. It's like a 35-minute video. But anyway, here it is. Right now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lone Lichen Rock for day three of our Christmas specials. And today's Christmas special,
I'm sure you can hear it.
This video is actually going to be a little bit different.
I'll probably turn it up a little bit. Should be good enough.
We're actually going to be setting up a virtual machine, believe it or not. But it's not going to be for my personal use. Well, I mean, it kind of is, but it's going to be for my, radio station, the way I guess you could say. The reason why I'm doing this is because, believe it or not,
it's got 38 views.
There was
so
also
far.
An issue with our other VM that was running it. It's working now, but I feel like I just need to use a different setup because I think it's just a little bit more reliable. We'll see, though. But anyway, I just have my display capture turned on. The window capture was set up to default to PCM, but I will be changing it later, though. Hopefully. But right now, I'm just going to minimize OBS for now. And we'll click on... Okay, so this is a virtual machine I'm using.
Okay, so...
I'm not going to click show, or I'm not going to show...
Yeah, we were using a Windows XP VM before. But the problem was it was having, like, video driver issues, I believe. It would just crash, blue screen or whatever. So, it just wasn't worth saving. I just deleted the VM. We just created one that ran Windows 7. It works perfectly fine. At least I think it does. At least that's what it's looking like right now. So, I'm going to fast forward for this a little bit. Just go back to that point. I'll go to a point where... There we go. Bottom. I think that's just an after effect of VirtualBox.
I was using,
I don't really feel like changing it right now,
so please deal with it, guys. At least now we know it's working. Now we can minimize that. Let's move that window over a little bit. Content. Okay, so English, United States, yes, that's fine. Yes, install now. Okay. Almost looked like we got a blue screen there, but it looks like
it wasn't.
Don't
worry.
Top video in the last 7 days was my unplanned bigger video on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, we don't want upgrade. We're going to do a custom installation because this doesn't have,
Now, there's just one drive in this computer. It's just a 250 gig SSD, VMDK acting as an SSD. So we'll just install it on there, I guess. Makes sense. And obviously, this part won't really take too long. I could just mute my mic and just keep recording.
People are
this.
Sharing my clam and clam.
I don't think this installation takes too long.
Or two,
it doesn't. In fact, we'll just keep talking.
Why not?
With how fast this is going, this isn't going to take too long. Basically, what I'm trying to do with this VM is I'm trying to run my radio station on newer end hardware, sort of. The CPU I'm trying to mimic it from is from, like, early 2013, I believe, which, it would make sense, but older CPU, yes, but makes sense, because, I just discovered the CPU in my new Windows 11 computer. I believe it's from the first quarter of 2024. Now, the one I went aimed for was from, like, 2020, from the last quarter of 2023. Turns out the one in here is actually from 2024, early 2024, that is, so very interesting. Yeah, see, it's already done. That was very fast.
Cool.
Also want to check OBS. Okay, good, that's still working.
Yeah.
Okay, there might be some flickering here. There we go. This part will be too fast. It'll still be pretty fast, though, regardless.
Pause it again, so we can fast forward to a point where there's more action. I'll just skip the driver installation, all this there's junk. I want to, like, skip it near the end. because, yeah, I think we pretty much heard it enough at this point. I also want to skip the part where I accidentally say my password. I forgot to also cut that part out, too. Sorry, guys. It's just how it's gotta be. There's me setting my wallpaper up. Yeah, Windows 7 also didn't let me install the, virtual audio cable driver unless if, I had to boot into, like, it wasn't safe mode. I just had to disable driver enforcement, or whatever you call it. But you still have to press F8 on boot up. It works after that. But, yeah. Yeah, we're using Radio DJ 182, by the way. It's the same version we were using on Windows XP. Close call there. Anyway, I guess that's good enough, guys. This is probably about maybe 35 minutes. I don't know. We'll see, though.
It is a 35-minute video.
Probably a good start there. But anyway, I'll have a card up in the video, somewhere around the video, if you want, like, to listen to Station Live or whatever.
It wouldn't let me, because I did actually
Don't forget, I also upload the on-demand podcast
I
on my
do
channel,
a card
too,
because,
so it kind of screws up my...
Because I wasn't a
studio
partner,
but
it can't
hopefully
be
these videos, Christmas
extravaganza
videos,
kind of
still can't pronounce that right. We'll hopefully fix that. We'll see what happens. But until then, I am Jesse Atkinson, sign off, and yes, that is the Pokemon Zoroark Master of Illusions wallpaper. It's a classic wallpaper from the Pokemon Diamond and Pearl series. And Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, by the way, had Brock, Ash, and Dawn in it. But anyway, enough all that. I think I'm just going to stop it there. Yeah. Anyway, we'll go ahead and put the commercial in very quickly here. We'll put this one in, I guess. Why not? And this one in. And this one in. Putting random stuff in. I'm sorry. That's just how it's gotta be. It's 3 minutes regardless. Alright, back to our music again. Let's put David Guetta in again. This time with Sexy Chick. And after that, we'll play, Paramore, The Only Exception. How about that? I just realized I still have a minute left. Ain't that nice? Yeah. Well, too bad. I guess I could tell you what's coming up in the last segment. I think we're just going to do like a recap and a weather report. Makes sense. And I guess I'll have to read the weather on here now because I have the iPad out in the other room. But, oh well, that doesn't stop me from reading on the computer here. My other computer, which runs Windows 7, but there are workarounds by using a modern browser on Windows 7, which is based on a version of Chrome called Superminium, which is based on the most modern version of Chrome, which I think it is. Pretty sure it is. Yeah, it is. Anyway, coming up, again, is David Guetta and Paramore with Sexy Chick and The Only Exception, respectfully. And we'll be right back with the last segment of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So don't go away, we'll be right back. Don't go away with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, our current live show. Yep. That was The Only Exception by Paramore. And Sexy Chick featured Akon by David Guetta right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, we've made it to the final segment, but oh well, it's pretty cool, but anyway, I don't know why I minimized that, but, we're gonna kick it off with the weather, guys. Again, like I said, we're gonna read on the weather on the computer this time, but anyway, nothing wrong with that. This comes from our good old friends at AccuWeather. Here is today's weather for Tuesday, December 17th. Breezy and mild with rain with a high of 55. Tonight, evening shower in spots. Becoming breezy late with periods of rain with a low of 49. Here's the current weather as of 9:34. It is 50 degrees Fahrenheit, raining with a real feel of 46. Wind is south-southeast, 4 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 10 miles per hour, and the air quality is excellent. There will be rain for at least an hour. Maybe more. We'll see, though. Here's your, we'll just do the, 5-day forecast this time, so we can do a recap. I did do this 10-day forecast in the first segment, by the way, if you're wondering. For our 5-day forecast for today on, okay, for some reason the dates are weird. It says 17-12, but that should say 12-17, but oh well. But I think they do have, Fahrenheit and the high and low right at the very least. On December 17th, it'll be 55 high, on December 17th, yeah, so it's just today. It'll be 55 high, 49 low, with breezy and mild with rain, 100% chance. Tonight, it'll be a shower early, then rain. On Wednesday, it'll be 57 high, 43 low, with cloud breaking for some sun, with some considerable clouds in the evening. Then on Thursday, it'll be 55 high, 44 low, cloudy and mild, overcast with a few showers with 10% chance. On Friday, it'll be 53 high, 41 low, with a thick cloud cover, and mainly cloudy, barely any rain. Then on Saturday, it'll be 53 high, 45 low, with a little afternoon rain, rain and drizzle early in the evening with a 72% chance. And there you go, that's the 5-day forecast from AccuWeather. See what else we got here. Alright, again, the moon phase is awaiting gibbous. The sun phase will be 8 hours and 47 minutes. The air quality is excellent. Enjoy your normal outdoor activities. Everything is low. Cool. So there you go. Anyway, we're going to do a recap of our show now. In the first segment, I obviously read the weather. Of course, I'll redo that because we did it just now. Of course, again. In the second segment, I believe we did food talk. We were actually able to read three recipes. I think all of them were casserole dish recipes. I think one of them was baked ziti. The other one was mac and cheese. And the one in between, I forget what was. I think it was... I forget, but I know they were all casserole recipes. But I know there was baked ziti first, and then the last one was mac and cheese, and then the one in between I forget, though. It might have been something different. I know it was, I just forget what it was, but yeah. I could look for my history, I believe, just for the heck of it. Yeah, let's do that. I usually don't like doing that, but we'll just do it anyway. Oh, it was a tater tot recipe, okay. I didn't even have to go into the history tab or whatever. It actually already showed it, because, yeah. But yeah, there was the baked ziti, the tater tot casserole, and the mac and cheese casserole. Those were the three casserole recipes we read today. In the first segment, we did TMZ Celebrity News. We discovered that Russian fat cat apparently lost 7 pounds and just passed away for some reason. Quite odd, but quite sad, too. May she rest in peace. And the other story was about Aaron Rodgers, who's going to have his own Netflix docuseries. And I'm wondering, when is it coming out? Let's just look it up just for the heck of it. Aaron Rodgers, yeah, I know about the documentary 2024. Okay. Let's just see what the release date is. I think it wants to go to the Sporty News article. Alright, we'll do that then. If you'll let me see the release date, that's fine with me. Except all the cookies, I guess. December 17th. So it's actually today, by the way. So, theoretically, you can watch it right now. It's actually on right now today. It's on Netflix. was this off? But anyway, yeah, Aaron Rodgers' docuseries is on Netflix as of today. So it premiered today, by the way. In the fourth segment, we played Pokemon Go. Sorry for burning off time, but that's just how it's gonna be. But in the fourth segment, we played Pokemon Go. Just typical stuff, just to get the idea. Hatching into the pre-evolved form of Sudowoodo. Wasn't worth anything. I'm holding on to it anyway, just for the heck of it. And in the fifth segment, we previewed one of my videos, where I set up this VM, which we're still using, by the way. I think we'll keep on using it, because I think the other one just wasn't worth using it anymore. I think it just had some video driver issue, I don't know. But anyway, there's pretty much nothing more to this, guys. I think this morning show is probably going to have to come to a close soon. But anyway, that's pretty much it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. I got 20 minutes of exercise in between these segments, or maybe before, I don't know. So maybe I guess I do have an excuse to go to the pool after all, I don't know. We'll see, though. We shall see. Anyway, I'm putting the commercial in now. That's 1 minute, 2 minutes. The last minute in, of course. There we go. And of course, we'll put our last two songs in, of course. See what we can put in. Let's put Jay Sean in with Down. And Jay-Z and Mr. Hudson, Young Forever, why not? Seems proper enough. Anyway, I still got about a minute and a half left to talk with you guys. Like I said, I really wanted to just air a delayed show from June 23rd, 2023, but I guess it's nice to at least do a live show at least, cause at least it makes it a little bit more interactive and a little bit more, fresh, I guess you could say. Because at least this way you're actually hearing content that's new or whatever. So, there you go. Because at least, because when you're hearing a delayed show from like over a year ago, it ain't fresh. This is fresh content. This is content you're hearing that's new. And all that good stuff. So, there you go. But anyway, but like I said, we all need new content. This is just how, this is how the mainstream media works. It's how it is. But yeah, anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. For Tuesday, December 17th, 2024, don't forget Aaron Rodgers' free part docuseries. I think it's free parts, I'm not sure. But his docuseries is available now on Netflix for streaming as of today, guys. So check that out while you can. But anyway, that's going to conclude it here, guys, for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I will hopefully see you on Wednesday, December 18th. But until then, I'll see you then, guys, next time. Goodbye, everyone. Yep.